Don Levitard.
You need to listen to Kushlash.
What is that?
Stugatz.
Kushlash. 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 Kushlash.
Wow. That cleared things up.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Levitard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Live for a chance to win $10,000 plus a virtual meet and greet with the Dan Levitard Show gang. Simple. Text Levitard to 77333. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Limit one entry per day. See advanceautoparts.com for details.
So in our ever-changing technological world, you can get some of the stuff that we're doing in different places than perhaps you're used to. So Brockmeyer had been a frequent guest on this radio program, but there's not really the room to work with him, given how tight the windows are now with all the sponsoring of stuff they've done around here and the changes they've made. So if you want to check out Brockmeyer opening up his own podcast and doing so with his second guest, Stugatz, it is a very funny listen. Jim Brockmeyer interviewing Stugatz on his own podcast as Brockmeyer, the disgraced Kansas City Royals minor league announcer who doesn't actually exist but does for our purposes. Interviews Stugatz. You can check that out today on the Big Suey. It's a digital only property, and I'm endorsing it. I'm telling you right now, you should listen to it because it will make you laugh a lot.
A daily feature on the Dan Levitard Show with Stugatz feed. We tell you a lot about Levitard and Friends. That's a separate entity. This is the main radio show feed every day. We give you a local hour catered to South Florida, and we give you a Big Suey in which there's a lot of different things that go on there. Carl Douglas is going to be a guest on the Big Suey tomorrow.
Mike, people are still trickling in here, complaining, yelling at the dirty demon of debate for not making his hockey team either the Flames or the Devils. They are yelling at you and yelling at the dirty
demon of
debate.
Why would they yell at me?
Just because you're sort of in charge of when it is the dirty demon of debate gets on here.
I guard the seventh ring of hell.
Yes, you guard the gates, and he snuck on here earlier, and he said his hockey team was, who was it? It was the Penguins?
Penguins. He loves Sid the Kid. That's his words.
Yeah, and I thought it was Bryles who guarded that seventh ring of hell.
He moved right past him, and he got in here on the Jordan versus LeBron debate, and if LeBron wins one more, does he pass Jordan, as Isaiah Thomas has proclaimed on the Max Kellerman Show as they repurpose the sound for First Take? Because that's what all of us are. We're just repurposing all our own sound and getting you to the next game here at ESPN because we're all infomercials for sports. So Max Kellerman talks on one microphone, and Isaiah Thomas says that thing into another microphone, and then they take that stuff and they go take it to Stephen A. And then Stephen A. dissects it, and he yells about it, and then they go take it to NBA Countdown. Anybody want this great sound of Isaiah Thomas saying there is no doubt that LeBron, with a victory, but only with a victory, he's not greater now, but with one more victory, he will be greater than Michael Jordan.
900 Chuck emails later. That's the end product.
9,000 Chuck Solitoro emails later. Hey, somebody said something about LeBron and MJ. Get it to the network.
Make sure KJZ get it.
He is on a bender today, John.
It's unbelievable. Somebody said something about Michael Jordan and LeBron. Let's poop it out and have every show discuss it. Sports. Christine Lisi, you were saying.
And finally, due to the high demand, their difficulty to grow, and Dan's proclivity to put guacamole on everything, avocados could be going extinct soon.
I put guacamole on avocados. Thank you for being on with us, Christine. I've got a number here from Nick Wright that is pretty good here, Stugatz, when it comes to the stat surprised all of us when we were watching the other day. And the Lakers were up after the third quarter, and the stat came up. The Lakers are 55-0 when they lead after the third quarter. That's a fairly jarring stat. And so Nick Wright points out that in LeBron's last two healthy seasons, they're 106-1 when they lead after three quarters. They've only lost one time
incredible. If
they have a third quarter lead. You say that's incredible, and you'd be right. But here's what's also incredible. The 95-96 Bulls, to your point of Michael Jordan is forever the greatest and will only be the greatest, and there can be no challengers, no matter what Isaiah Thomas says. He says there's no doubt, but Stu Gatz is here to tell you there is plenty of doubt. And so is Chuck Solitura with 9,000 emails.
I'm just here to tell you he's wrong and he's a poor messenger. That's all.
Well, the 95-96 Bulls were 78-1 when leading after three quarters. And the part I want you to notice there is not the one. It's the 78. Like, how are you always ahead?
That's a great point.
That's unbelievable. Like, I mean, the Lakers are 56-0 after leading
right
three quarters, but 78-1 is crazy.
Yeah, Michael Jordan did.
That's right, yeah. Michael Jordan. But 56-0 is also pretty good, Stu Gatz.
It is.
Yes. And 106-1 in the last two healthy seasons is better than 78-1.
It is, but pretty good. You know, the Jordan stat is great because that's what Jordan is.
Don't do this.
LeBron's is pretty good because that's what LeBron is. I'm sorry about that. Chuck sent the email.
No, Stu Gatz wants to have this discussion. Like, Stu Gatz would be totally good. Totally good with no sense of irony, no sarcasm. I'm not kidding you. For the remainder of our lives on this show being just him saying again and again that Michael Jordan is better than LeBron.
I would, yeah.
He'd be totally happy doing that show just every day again.
Got a shocking stat for you. One that never came up in our research, I don't think. At least we never asked him because he's been a reoccurring guest. Bud Grant, the famed Minnesota Vikings former head coach that has a famous garage sale.
Mm-hmm. He can't do the garage sale because of the pandemic
right now.
Right.
He was a backup guard on a Minneapolis Lakers championship team.
No,
that
what?
Comes courtesy of Amin El-Hassan and Zach Harper who do an NBA
no,
show.
No, no way.
Yeah. He averaged 2.6 points per game.
Wow.
Bud Grant.
Bud Grant. That we got to call him and talk to him about
we
it.
Do.
Always since
yeah.
we can't make
well,
our annual
our finals recap, right?
I read somewhere that Bud was going, now this is going to be difficult for Bud, but he's going to try to do a virtual garage sale. That's what I read. So perhaps it's still alive and well.
That makes sense, but we never talk about him as one of the great two-sport athletes of our time. Granted, that was not of my time. Well, it was of Greg Cody's time.
And you said he was a bucket. You said he was a bucket.
Quite because, literally.
Yes, averaged 2 points a game.
Yeah, quite literally. He was a bucket.
Well, on that day, they didn't have three-pointers. You don't know what he would have done if they had three-point shots.
Oh, you don't want him shooting from the outside. He's a sniper.
Bud Grant. All right, we got to call him and talk
to
him about
that. Are
you
doing the thing where you're just picturing Bud Grant now?
Yes,
yes of course. What do you mean am I doing the thing?
Just dumping it inside the mic.
Yes. What I'm picturing is Bud Grant. This is
the purple Vikings hat.
What I am picturing, actually, now that you ask, is Bud Grant now in his 90s with a flawlessly executed fundamental chest pass and bounce pass. He would just come into the game and his form would be flawless. And he would not play very much, but it would be in a uniform at this present age of 90. And it would look like one of those tutorials back when the black and white videos were being made, and maybe they were actual peach baskets.
Oh, dude, did you ever watch one of those videos? Because Pistol Pete Maravich taught me the fundamentals of basketball.
Yeah.
And then I go out on the court. And I realized, you can carry. I still try to, like, dribble the basketball with the top of my hand in there. Then you watch Tyler Hero come down the court. His hand just go over end. But, man, he could throw a mean bounce pass, Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete was playing a different game back in the day. Hey, he really was, wasn't he? I mean, he was breaking every rule.
Put it on the poll.
Stu Gatz, no, I don't want to put
Pistol
it on the poll.
Pistol Pete was
listen,
playing a different
I
game back then.
What is happening with
Pistol
Stu Gatz
Pete
today?
Was so
well,
ahead
on,
of his time.
On.
It is incredible.
Look, I'm not doing this. This is not how I'm going to age with Stu Gatz. All right, talking about the cha-cha and Pistol Pete. Like, I'm not doing this on the radio. Like, this is not, I will not, get somebody in here who can help it not be like this. Like, it can't be Stu Gatz, like, talking about Pistol Pete and the cha-cha. Like, we are going to lose what little remains of our audience if Stu Gatz is allowed to age this way. Somebody polish him up. Did you see how lazy and indifferent he was about polishing up that turd of a J.J. Watt take for the 1,000th time?
You started with Bud Grant.
Let's go. My private
fair
jet.
Criticism. That was a young person on the
fair
show.
Fair criticism. I mean, we can ask Bud Grant about the cha-cha.
You want him on the show? So you got an enemy? I mean,
yeah. The soon-to-be 35-year-old as a total non sequitur went to Bud Grant to liven up the show.
Don Lebatard.
I'm telling you, we are good here. Trust me. I've never let you down.
Stugatz.
It's like living a life. Imagine living your life, and every time you take a step, you know you might step on a landmine. That's my life. I'm married to a minefield, and he doesn't know that he's a minefield. It's just like, trust me, Dan, we got this, while cleaning the chocolate out of his teeth with his tongue.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
This is also why Michael Jordan will forever be greater than LeBron James. Does LeBron James have a song like this?
Nope. We have a great giveaway at the end of this segment, too. TV audience, take a little peek-ski. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance.
Not just doing $10,000, we're doing a giveaway as well.
We have a, that's Advance Auto Parts with a $10,000 giveaway and virtual meet and greet with us. I have a giveaway at the end of this segment that, well, that's why this music is playing, Dan. That's all I can tell you. Again, TV audience, hey, hey.
Some would value this prize at close to $10,000, Dan.
Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. How about that? Call or click today and find out if they can save you hundreds on your car insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and the Big Suey on Demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends podcast network featuring South Beat Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes posted every week wherever you get your podcast. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
As part of that Le Batard and Friends universe, I am urging you to listen to what Brockmeyer and Stugatz did on the Big Suey today, because if you listen to one thing from the show today, that's the thing to listen to, because it will not disappoint. Did you see that Jags owner Shad Khan is selling that boat that Chris and Billy Chris and Roy were on? Did you see that he's selling it now?
I saw that he's selling it. I didn't see how much he was trying to sell it for.
Well, Roy, Chris, what would you say that boat should go for? As you guys have been on it, you guys saw that it had a garage with boats that any one of us would love to have. Plural, right? There was a garage with several other boats in it, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, exactly.
What else did you guys see in there that would give the audience an... see, this is real elegance. I saw yesterday, Stugatz, I don't know if you saw it trending on Twitter, but for some reason, and I don't know why this was where it started, Ruth's Chris was taking a beating on Twitter as sort of the lowest end of class that there can be. Like, it's not high-end class. It's just, it allows you to sort of turn the doorknob on class, but you sort of barely get your foot in the door on class. This, what we're talking about on this boat, was not whatever it is people were saying about Ruth's Chris yesterday. This was the very height of opulence. So we were supposed to make a video to show it to you, but Chris and Roy failed in about as spectacular a fashion as you could fail. They just went on the boat, wandered around, got very poor video, and turned it into nothing. Do I have that wrong?
You do. It was a Mystery Crate episode.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the theater of the mind. Quite vivid pictures they painted, Dan.
Okay, but visually, we got nothing, right? Nobody saw anything. That basically, there were your four eyes that saw something, and that's it.
Our leader also refused to let our video guy come on the boat, so that was also an issue.
Well, yeah, your leader was too busy entertaining Tony Khan so you guys could do your job, and you came back with nothing.
You were entertaining Tony Khan on his own boat?
Yes, because somebody had to spend time.
You,
somebody
though,
give him sports steaks.
I mean, what'd you do?
Yes, that's why we were invited, so that I could sit there and be me. Yes, that's correct. That is why we were invited on the boat. That was my job. Well, I mean, if we really want to get into this, it was originally going to be Stugatz being Stugatz, but I had to do it for Stugatz because Stugatz had a lacrosse mitzvah and also had a death of, 17 relatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a tough weekend.
Super Bowl Friday, Dan.
Yeah, I understand. $199 million is what the boat is going for.
$199? Wow, that fits someone's budget just by $1 million.
right? I do find that funny. Like, do you really think, Shad Khan, that you're luring in the guy who says at 201, I think it's too much, but at 199,
I
love that I'm getting that million off there. And but how many boats, Chris? How many boats were on the boat?
Like seven. They had like three full size boats, a few like paddle things, some jet skis. It was insane that boat dock. The boat, what's it called? A boat garage they had underneath was the most impressive thing.
Wish I saw it. Wish it's something we could show our audience.
If you've seen the movie on Netflix, Six Underground, starring Ryan Reynolds, I believe there is a key scene as that movie crescendos that's filmed on
the
boat.
The bad guy is on that boat. Is he not? Spoiler alert. Speaking of spoilers, on November 17th, Stugatz, you can not only, Gamers Unite, you can not only get Mortal Kombat 11, but Mortal Kombat 11 features Rambo, and it features Rambo with Sylvester Stallone's actual voice.
That's huge.
Stallone is lending his voice
a whole different
to
thing.
Mortal Kombat 11, the Rambo character.
That is amazing. Mortal Kombat's done this, where if you do a special pre-order, you get Freddy Krueger, you get RoboCop, you get Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator model. This is huge, though. This is next level. This is Sylvester Stallone.
I was reading an article about another Rambo. Remember the last? Yes.
No, the last one should have been rated X for violence. Like, the last one is
the last
most,
drop of blood.
It's the most violent. Was it the last one or the one before that?
It was the one most before the last one. The most recent one, he goes across the border to get back, I believe, the daughter of someone who was kidnapped by the cartel.
It's supposed to be the last drop of blood, Dan.
Right.
But as I told you, at the time, there's always more blood.
Yeah, we catch up with John Rambo, who's now just a lonely ranch hand in El Paso.
And how old is he? He's slathered in human growth hormone. He is still wearing the shirts that show off how vascular he is. You will ignore that it was 10 years ago that in an Australian hotel, Sylvester Stallone, the man who plays Rambo, was just hurling steroids from the balcony and had to what was the penalty for that? Do we know what the penalty was? Sylvester Stallone went right back to work. We're still chasing Barry Bonds out of baseball. But Sylvester Stallone now is the voice on Mortal Kombat 11 because you're allowed to do it in Hollywood. You just can't do it in sports.
Stallone is 74. That
Let's
is Straight
go.
Talk.
My it
is
private jet isn't going to fuel itself.
Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Giveaway time, Dan.
Go ahead, give it away.
All right, this morning on Get Up, they announced the new The Last Dance Blu-ray gift set that's going to be available to own beginning November 10th. You know all about The Last Dance, which just won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Documentary or Nonfiction Series. Well, this Blu-ray gift set also includes over 4 hours of bonus features, special packaging, and a 28-page gallery book. How about that? In just a minute, we're going to send out a tweet from the @LeBatardShow Twitter handle, and what you'll have to do is retweet that post with the hashtag #TheLastDanceRadioSweeps and follow @LeBatardShow and @ESPNRadio on Twitter. You have until the end of tomorrow's show to do that for your chance to win. Only three of you are going to win. One more time. That's retweet your post with the hashtag #TheLastDanceRadioSweeps and follow @LeBatardShow and @ESPNRadio. You have till the end of tomorrow's show at 11:59 a.m. Eastern. That is 1 second before noon to enter for your chance to win The Last Dance Blu-ray gift set. We'll pick three winners to check out the complete rules.
So guys, you can't steal it.
Go to ESPNRadio.com.
Don Lebatard.
Vladimir Guerrero is seventh in war in Nationals and Expos history.
Stugatz.
How many Expos are ahead of him?
Oh, easy. Gary Carter's first.
The
then
kid.
Tim Raines.
Rock.
Andre Dawson.
Hawk.
Steve Rogers.
Raj.
Tim Wallach.
T-Wall.
And then Ryan Zimmerman and then...
Zim.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Today on ESPN Daily, Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach is unlike anyone else in college football.
Ryan McGee weighs his chances for success in the SEC. That's today on ESPN Daily. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan McGee's name does not end in a W. Regardless, you what should happened, subscribe man? Anyway. Stugatz loves a good balls quote. Honest to God, you just delivered the news to Mike Ryan as if you were bringing him the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Because Jarvis Landry said of Kevin Stefanski and the throw that Jarvis Landry made to Odell Beckham, he just gave the quote of coach has balls. Is that what he said?
He's got some balls, man.
Okay, so that is the quote, and you delivered that to Mike Ryan with a great deal of zeal, even though, you know, save for Adolf Hitler and Lance Armstrong and Mike Lowell, every man has balls. And furthermore, no one wants to be hit in them. So I don't even understand that expression.
Right.
Like, I really don't understand. It's a weak part of our body. It's not a strong part of our body.
I mean, everyone has balls. Not everyone has two, as you know. Our good friend Mike Lowell is one of those people. But everyone,
I mentioned that already. Yes, I don't know why you needed to mention
it. I just wanted to just name
drop.
Yeah.
Did you just name drop Mike Lowell's testicle? Is that what you just did?
I did.
Our good friend Mike Lowell has one.
It was a weird thing to do, but everyone does have balls, but some people have bigger balls than others. And that's, I think that's what Jarvis Landry is trying to say about Kevin Stefanski.
Okay. Well, regardless of whatever it is that he's trying to say, I do think that that is it's a fairly silly way to discuss any of this.
Mike got excited. Did you not?
I don't. Well, he stopped getting excited the less and less subtle that you got, I think, is what happened. He started to get excited, and then his excitement ended up dissipating in a way that was pretty substantive. But he's excited about his Browns in a way that's fairly unreasonable. And today he is wearing some sort of University of Miami coaching gear. We will talk to him about that. It is. It's a little strange thing that he's wearing. It's something a 50-year-old man wears.
For my utility belt to talk to the rest of my team.
He absolutely thinks he's part of the staff. Manny Diaz's staff.
Yes, he is the team chaplain, Mike Ryan. We will talk about this a little more in a second. But first, please, Christine Lisi, continue.
American eats 23 pounds of pizza annually.
Oh, here we go.
That's a Tuesday for Dan.
Here we go.
Hey! Telegraphing her passes.
You're not having me eat anything after 6 p.m.?
Yeah, the last one was a little bit more subtle.
So it looks like football is in some real peril here. Stugatz was saying during the break, he was saying that the NFL is discussing the idea of teams making the playoffs by winning percentage. Now, we were talking about the idea of forfeits a couple of days ago, whether you can't have a situation where the Patriots kind of contain it and get punished for it by having to fly in two planes day of to go play the Chiefs, and the Titans do it a lot worse. Right. And don't get punished for it. Get rewarded with bye week after bye week and freshness. And if you make it winning percentage, they'd be incentivized to not play another game and just go to the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, they're undefeated. So Schefter was talking about this with Greeny on Get Up this morning. And, Mike, I'm interested in your thoughts here because there is so much uncertainty with day-to-day and with this NFL season that they are discussing, if not all the teams could play 16 games, that the Titans perhaps could only play 13, Mike. They go 10-3, but your Browns, they play all 16 and go 11-5.
I mean, if I'm just looking at this selfishly, which I do when it comes to my sports teams, I do, and I don't care about their bodies. Look at the sport that I'm rooting on. The Browns have a 750 win percentage right now. I don't want them to play another game. I get in the playoffs with a 750 win
and
percentage.
Fresh. Your body's not wrecked from 12 more games.
Ah, just shove your face into the disease.
But the thing is, I don't know what you do about any of this, but it really does stand to reason that wherever it is that these people can find competitive advantages, they will. And while I'm not saying that they're going to be running around breathing on each other in order to cause outbreaks, I do wonder how you handle any of this stuff when built into what it is you're doing is you just punished the Patriots. They got unlucky at quarterback, and they had to fly day of to play the Kansas City Chiefs, weakened at their best position because you just moved the game around a little bit versus what the Titans did, which is canceled and didn't have to wreck their bodies
right,
and create all the attrition that ends up. That's the other thing. you ensure yourself not only rest going in, you ensure yourself a full, healthy squad if the Titans don't play another game.
Again, this comes off as cold because we don't know the long-term effects of this. If given the obvious choice, I would say please don't get the virus. But if you look at it strictly from a competitive balance situation, the two people that got it so far outside of Bill Murray, the practice squatter, the reigning defensive player of the year, and the team's quarterback. You're looking at Tennessee and are like, damn, well, they caught a break. Maybe we should have just had more players get this because we have no answers to what the tipping point is. It appears that it's 11, 12, 13 to have your game postponed. But if you're the Patriots, wait, hello, most important position on the field. So why can't one be the tipping point?
But imagine if you're a team that has more wins and don't get in, as opposed to a team that gets it. Like, imagine the reaction to that if you're a Browns fan waiting forever for the Browns to get to the playoffs. Mike, you go 11-5 and don't get in because your win percentage is not as good as the Titans.
There are 16 games. Even in a shortened season of 60 games in Major League Baseball, you take away a 16th of the season? That is massive relative to what baseball has to deal with or any of the other sports. We're at the quarter mark and we're having legitimate MVP discussions because a quarter of the season's gone after four games.
I would say they're illegitimate MVP discussions.
Man, you are not going to let this Josh Allen thing go. You were wrong, man. It's all right.
That wasn't about Josh Allen. It's just about the silliness of discussing an MVP a quarter into any season.
I mean, Brett Favre said on WEEI Radio that Josh Allen is going to run that division for the next decade and a half. A Brady type run is what the gunslinger said.
You know why? You know why? Because Brett Favre looks at Josh Allen and sees a bit of a mirror. Brett Favre, as we know, it likes him some Brett Favre.
Yeah, but if Josh Allen has that career, you're wrong.
I mean, yes, of course. I said that Josh Allen was a terrible quarterback. But in today's NFL, that kind of recklessness is not something that teams abide. Mike mentioned something interesting there where he says that this discussion comes off as cold because instead of talking about, you know, heart damage or lung damage, we're sitting here talking about the fairness of seedings and winning percentage. But is it any colder than what football's doing, just grabbing money at every turn and pushing through all of this disease like a blocking sled, moving games all over the place just to get to wherever it is they need to get to, even if their players end up getting injured at a disproportionate rate because they haven't had preseason? I mean, this is the game. This is what everyone has signed up for and what the players' union just negotiated with that league so that everyone can grab for the money is, yeah, we'll head into the illness like an army, and we will have casualties, and we are doing this for money, and it's just never that naked. It really isn't.
No, it's certainly cold, but I like the optics of appearing like I hold our show in a higher standard than even the NFL. Meanwhile, I'm going to be watching regardless. Give me my football.
Yeah, and you will watch it even if it's, you know, 18 players out for your team because they've got the virus, but they're wearing your uniform colors. I mean, the bodies are never quite this disposable. They never are. Like, that sport has a very, very low standard for disposable, and now it's more disposable than it's ever been.
Don Lebatard.
Chris, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
I got Tyron Smith, I'm sorry, they were talking back here, so they were making me a little nervous.
Don't make excuses.
Tyron Smith holding a football in his hands. It looked so small.
Stugatz.
Wow, you limped in with that ever, Chris.
I got rattled right before I went on air. I'm just going to turn my mic off.
All right.
Now.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Casper, the sleep company with outrageously comfortable products at not-so-outrageous prices.
So Chris Cody tries to shake off the shame that he has on him right now every time we play that rejoin of him unable to speak. It has been a rough week for Chris Cody. It has been a tiring week for Chris Cody. Our Twitch stream with an audience of thousands of people who love us ended with Chris Cody screaming into his computer. You probably have a receding hairline too. You're watching me right now. I'm not watching you. And then bleep off Twitch. And then he closed his computer. So that's how his night ended. He is alleging that we have some good sound here from who's the sound from, Chris? What is this sound we're about to hear?
It is last week, ESPN broadcasting Reds versus Braves, Matt Vasgersian, A-Rod on the call. I love I love A-Rod's energy when he's on a call. But, you know, dating J-Lo, every once in a while he gets very Hollywood, and he had a serious name drop, and here it is.
All right,
all right, Maddie, so here's my rock and roll story.
Okay.
You see the Dodgers won last night. They have a long list of celebrities. So do the Yankees.
Celebrity fans, you mean?
Celebrity fans, okay. Right? And so do the Braves. The Braves have one. Elton John not only lives in Atlanta.
Wait, what?
Huge Atlanta Braves fan. And I just saw him about 6 months ago, and he started breaking down Braves, their pitching, loves Dale Murphy. Chipper Jones is his absolute favorite. And I thought he was playing a prank on me. But Elton John, huge Braves fan.
2-2. All right. So next time you see, I guess, Elton John, ask him if it's true that Tiny Dancer was actually written for Mark Lemke.
Okay.
I doubt it, but ask him.
Okay.
I mean, if he's that big a Braves fan, maybe there's a whole writing theme to some of his music that we were unaware of.
Rocket Man.
Gets a half point for pulling a good name, though.
Lemke.
That is a good name. Tiny Dancer.
If you were going with NLDS tiny, for the ages.
Tiny Braves, I guess Terry Pendleton. I don't know who you'd go with that was tinier than Mark Lemke.
Also, if you do the math, I'm sure he might have just been, like, you know, estimating how long it's been. 6 months ago was April. I doubt they were hanging out in April.
I saw something the other day. The set of all these guys, you know, Ortiz and Frank Thomas on the set of Fox, they have these guys. They're in just impeccable suits. They're your favorite players from the 90s and 2000s, and they are all wanting and predicting a Yankees-Dodgers series. But I was legitimately marveling at the fact that 6 months after seeing Elton John during a pandemic, here's A-Rod as our voice of baseball standing on the Fox set. And I'm like, wow, we really didn't care about the steroid thing at all. that was a thing that we milked for, like, a lot of content for a long time, like just screaming at A-Rod. But nah, A-Rod wants to work at Fox and ESPN. I don't think the rest of us are allowed to do that. I don't think the rest of us are allowed to be the voice of the sport over here. And also, I was legitimately surprised. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, he's still doing that? He's allowed to be the voice of baseball for two networks as a guy who cheated in a way that got him a penalty greater than any we've ever seen in the sport.
He's A-Rod.
I know. It's wonderful. And he's hanging out with Elton John. And my guess is that happens because of J-Lo, not because of Elton John being a Braves fan or writing Tiny Dancer about Mark Lemke.
And I love that he totally didn't pick up on Vasgersian sarcasm there. He's like, okay, I will ask him about Lemke.
You know what? I will do that.
Yes.
I'll do it right now.
I'm going to do it.
We'll do that, even though the timelines don't exactly mesh given when the song was released. Maybe he had the foresight to know of Mark Lemke's incredible NLDS at one time.
Well, not only that, I just love the idea of Elton John just having a sinister personality and kind of bleeping with A-Rod because he's a little bit brighter than A-Rod is and just being like, yeah, totally. It was about Mark Lemke. Yeah, I was moved by him hitting 440 in a NLDS, and I decided to make Tiny Dancer.
Tell Matt he's right.
Yes, yeah, please. Yeah. Pass that along to Matt and make sure to say it on the broadcast. I've always loved Mark Lemke. I have several framed pictures of him in my house with candles.
My favorite part about that clip is Vasgersian's the 2-2.
Yes, of course. You've got to.
It's on TV. I can see the count.
I always love when baseball gets in the way of conversation.
It's on radio. No, you gotta I see the count.
Look, it'll never be funnier than it was with Brenneman. Like, you got to respect the count. Baseball genuflex. What's the count? You got to tell me the count. Whatever the story is, whatever's happening, whatever apocalypse, there are tornadoes in the outfield, I do not care. Is it a 3-1 pitch or is it not a 3-1 pitch? What do you mean the left fielder just got swept away in a tsunami? Is it a 2-2 pitch or a 3-1 pitch? Is the batter ahead?